right in the middle of a conversation about soil temperatures and what that can do for, you've said this before, you're not really a plant grower. You're a
soil tender.
Soil tender for root growth that is really what creates your plant growth. So
yeah,
doing your soil tending when it's pretty hot is pretty hard.
It is. And so last summer, you know those little things that you point at the ground and it gives you the temperature at the soil level?
Gun.
Yeah. On a whim, I was at Barry's True Value Hardware, I think, over on 12th Street in Northern. And I picked one up and I took it home. It was August midday last year. And I pointed it at the ground and it was 140 degrees at ground level. And I dug a hole 6 inches down. It was 120 degrees 6 inches down. That's enough to kill pretty much everything and anything. But interestingly enough, I have sweet potatoes that grow wild in the front yard at the urban farm. In that same area, underneath the sweet potatoes, it was only 89 degrees. So basically what we've done is we've planted a cover crop that is shading the ground and keeping it cool. So what I've been suggesting for people for all of their fruit trees and really for your gardens this year is we need to plant a cover crop and shade the ground. Cowpeas is one of the things that do really great. It's a nitrogen fixer. That means that as it grows, it's going to pull nitrogen out of the soil and out of the air and make it available in the mulch later on as it decomposes around the base of your trees. And then sweet potatoes are, they grow voraciously here. And the sweet potatoes and the cowpeas are on the same watering system as your fruit trees. So
I'm thinking sweet potato pie, probably sweet potato chips.
There you go.
Oh, homemade. Mm.
Yeah.
And you see.
And people ask me, do you actually harvest sweet potatoes? It's like, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You bet we do.
Pop them in the oven, a little butter, sugar.
Yeah. Mm. There you go.
You're eating good in the neighborhood.
Nice. Well, and you know, really what I'm trying to encourage people to do is just have food growing in your yard. You know, we eat out of the yard at the urban farm every single day. We're eating something, whether it's eggs from the chickens, right? This time of year, we're harvesting, the winter crops are kind of wrapping up, but we got lots of lettuces and kale and nasturtiums, which are edible flowers, and the basils are just starting to come on. I've got spinach growing. These are all things that just happen to be growing in my yard. And, we'll talk about this in segment four, about what kind of plants, what kind of seeds to plant, that basically I just let them go to seed in my yard, and then they plant themselves out in further years so that this part of the food forest, they just come back year after year after year. I got a tomato plant on the back patio that it just popped up, So it's just the way that it happens.
And this brings in a level we've never talked about, Farmery, is identifying your plants. Because most people, something they didn't plant that popped up, that's a weed and ripped it out.
Don't do that. Oh, my gosh. So a few years ago, before I really knew what fennel looked like, I had some fennel growing. And then I figured out that it was fennel, and I dug it up. Don't dig up fennel.
So
cut
it
off. It's a root. Well, fennel is, fennel's those fennel bulbs. It's nice fennel. It kind of tastes mint.
Ooh, mint. You got me with mint.
No, not mint. Licorice-y. It's a licorice-tasting
herb. That's
what
I was thinking of.
But if you leave that in the ground and just cut off the bulb, the roots keep growing, and they'll grow more bulbs. It's really quite cool.
Very cool.
But I don't want to lose track of talking about the heat and the cool. So we talked about the heat in the summertime. Let's talk about the cool.
Finally got a little bit of that frost.
Winter.
There was a couple mornings where it was a couple minutes of waiting up for the defroster to clear the windshield before I got on the road.
Yes, exactly.
One time I didn't have the luxury of waiting. So I'm driving Tinley to the bus stop on a below 32 morning with
my
head
gosh.
Out the window. I don't have time to drive her all the way to school. We're 23 miles from bus stop to school.
Oh my gosh.
So, you're over an hour delay to the work. So
yeah.
Something out of Dumb and Dumber.
But, we even had snow in most parts of the valley in February.
Yes.
Back in February. So, I'm 52 years here in Phoenix. I'm 30 years at the urban farm. I am so sick and tired of the cold this winter. I'd much rather it be 100 degrees than
you
than
wanted
32
it to kill
degrees.
Off the insects, and now you got it and you're tired of it.
Exactly. And well, see, but that's the thing. So last year, 2017-2018 winter, we didn't get enough chill hours. In fact, we had negative chill hours for our fruit trees. That means our deciduous trees, our peaches, apricots, plums, apples, we didn't get enough cold in order for them to set fruit. And, you know, our peach production was way down. Our apricot production was way down. We've gotten so much cold this year that even if you have high chill things in your yard that you're experimenting with, you're likely going to get some fruit off of them, which is really, really cool. But you're right. The other piece of it is that it's killing bugs. It's killing mosquitoes. It's killing roaches. It's killing rats, you know, when it gets so cold like this. So I do appreciate the cold. I'm just tired of it.
It can go on about its business.
It can.
Leave
absolutely.
Us in the desert, Arizona alone.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to talk about here with Farmer Greg and our regenerative gardening concept. I'm going to make you stand up, and you're going to start the next segment with your back to me so I can read your shirt.
All right, cool.
We got to share it on air. It's great.
All right. The front says,
I'm an urban farmer.
Yeah, there you go.